And we've got with us our monthly, or whenever they decide to stop by, because sometimes you come more than once a month, which is fine. We have our door always open for the United Way of Greater Lorain County. We've got Bill Harper, the executive director. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning, Bruce.
And you always like to bring a buddy with you. The buddy system works in a lot of situations, including radio interviews. You have Sarah Warner from the Lorain County General Health District.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Collaborate.
Yes.
We work together.
Another one. So what is happening this month that we're talking about?
Well, we're here to share more about our latest collaboratives. These happen to be health collaboratives in the Keystone School District, Keystone Empowers You, and in North Ridgeville, the North Ridgeville Heart and Soul Challenge.
And these are ones that are following in the same kind of pattern of previous collaboratives with communities, right? But just with a different take, tailored toward a specific community.
Right, right, and a specific goal. So, it's bringing together people from across all different sectors, nonprofit, government, private sector, faith-based, all meant to strengthen these communities. And so it's been pretty exciting. The lead agency in this case is the Lorain County General Health District, and Sarah's been involved in that from day one.
When you talk about specific goals, what are some of those?
The goals from both of these groups are to increase access to physical activity and healthy foods. So we want to make North Ridgeville and Keystone a healthier place to live and work and play.
So how do you do that?
Well, we ask the community what they need in order to do that. And in Keystone, we are working with their concessions for indoor sporting events. This next couple months are going to be offering milk and promoting water. And then from there, we'll look at some other snacks. And this isn't to get rid of all of the snacks that may be quote unquote bad. It's to have healthy options available for families that maybe at back-to-back sporting events and watching everything for a full day.
Now, you have to have a commitment to that because a concession stand is there to make money for a club or whatever. So you want items that are going to sell.
Yes.
So you're dealing with the same issues that any other grocery store places, but you're trying to give them options and trying to make that work too.
Yes, yes, and then just try it out. Just try the milk for a couple games and see what are the kids liking it? Are they not liking it? And if they are, keep offering it. And if they aren't, let's try something else and see what the kids would like to eat.
Because maybe they're stuck in a situation where they think, well, here's what I've seen at that concession stand, so I'll put the same thing in mine, not knowing that maybe if they do something different, it'll create
they'll
a
like
more,
it.
More
yeah,
buzz.
They'll like it.
Right, like that too.
Yeah.
When you're dealing with different communities, Keystone, North Ridgeville communities, quite different geographically. I mean, North Ridgeville, you got a lot more streets and sidewalks. Keystone, not so much. How do you kind of tailor things for that physical activity, for those kind of healthier lifestyle?
Again, we ask the community what it is that they need and what they want. In Keystone, we really kind of came down to indoor physical activity for cold winter months. They actually are very connected, and they have many parks, and folks love to play baseball there in the community park. So there's a lot of walkable neighborhoods in Keystone. And actually in North Ridgeville, in some of the developments, that is the case, but it is more difficult in North Ridgeville to walk from your house to the grocery store or your house to any place because it's not as connected. So what we're doing is we're working to map out areas of the community that you can grab a quick walk in and help promote those. And we are going to be doing so in collaboration with the Metro Parks on that project.
Bill, is there also a financial component, and does the United Way have a role in that?
Yes, absolutely. With the generosity of our investors, our donors, we're able to provide funding for this collaborative, and we've committed to a 3-year grant to move this forward. We know that these strategies that are just starting out, they'll have to be long-term to have the impact that we want, which ultimately is to reduce obesity, reduce the problems that come, the health problems that come from people being overweight. And we know that that results in increased cardiovascular disease, some cancers. Obviously, type 2 diabetes comes from that whole metabolic syndrome thing. And if we can get people healthier, we know that they will live longer and more productive lives.
Is there some way to measure progress along the way over these 3 years?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, one of the things that we're doing with all of our collaboratives is they're involved in our collaborative improvement advisor training this year. And that training is meant to bring the science of improvement to each of these collaboratives. And a big part of that is how to measure change. It certainly starts with program outcomes. So if you've got a cohort of people that go through a program who are healthier as a result, and that could be anything from, you know, measuring their body mass index pre and post, that type of thing. But then ultimately, you want the whole population to start getting healthier. And that can be measured in other ways in terms of looking at that overall impact. And luckily, there are other communities in the United States that have been working at this sort of thing for more than 10 years, and we can learn from their example as well.
We're talking today with Bill Harper of the United Way of Greater Lorain County, also Sarah Warner from the Lorain County General Health District, about their latest initiatives, collaboratives for the Keystone area with Keystone Empowers You, which you abbreviate to KEY,
mm-hmm, yes.
And then the North Ridgeville Heart and Soul Challenge. Some of the unique things I see what's going on, you have one thing in Keystone relating to a pantry garden.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about
yes.
that.
Yes, their Lions Club has a food pantry that offers distribution days throughout the month. They're opening their land and their arms to having a couple raised beds there so that the clients can potentially learn how to garden and also reap the benefits of the garden with fresh fruits and vegetables during the client pickup days.
Okay. And the Boy Scouts are actually getting involved with that, mm-hmm. too, in terms of constructing the raised beds. They've got plans already made out in terms of how they're going to put those together.
Absolutely.
So you take advantage of one of their service projects
yes.
that they need to
absolutely.
Use.
Get a merit badge out of the deal.
Yes.
Yeah, that sounds great. And that also provides things when you think of a pantry. Many times they store food that is somewhat processed, or at mm-hmm. least it's not perishable.
Mm-hmm, right.
So this gives that other component to a diet.
Yes, yes. And we wouldn't just say, well, here's a bunch of tomatoes and not let them know what to do with it. We have plans and hopes of providing recipes and cooking demonstrations and making this a whole learning experience for folks with fruits and vegetables.
Well, speaking of what to do with food, in North Ridgeville, you're yes. going to start putting a cooking class.
Yes, their registration is up on their Parks and Rec website, so go on and check it out. There are going to be healthy cooking classes, everything from soups to crock pot meals. They're going to be partnering with the schools to use their high school cooking facilities, and it all fits into having a healthier lifestyle.
How are you getting all these people together? Who's spreading the word about this within the community that everybody's buzzing about?
Well, Sarah has been a big part of that. But I think that as it gets better known, and this mm-hmm. is a great opportunity to let people know about it, we're always looking for more people to help
mm-hmm.
out. And it's not just the nonprofit sector. You know, it's the public sector. It's the corporate sector. For example, mm-hmm. Beckett Corporation
yep.
has been very involved with the North Ridgeville Collaborative. So everyone's welcome. The faith community has
yes.
been very involved in the Keystone Group.
Mm-hmm.
And so anybody that has a passion for making their community better and healthier is welcome to participate and help out.
And many businesses reap that benefit by having healthier employees. Which
yes.
That's right.
And
yes.
anybody who knows in business, the wellness word is out there yes. every time. And there's things, incentives for people to either quit smoking or to exercise more, or to
yep.
have those regular checkups.
It's smart business, yep.
If people want to find out more about these collaboratives in these communities, or if there's communities out there knowing that, am I going to be next? Pick me, that kind of thing. Where's a good
yep.
place for them
well,
to start?
Well, for this collaborative, you can go to the health district website, mm-hmm. which is?
LorainCountyHealth.com.
Or the uwlorainecounty.org is the United Way website that you can find out about any of the collaboratives.
Now, before we go, you wanted to also mention about
yes.
it's tax times, you know, Craig.
Yes.
Those forms have been coming out, and people are, or some have already finished their taxes. Others are still, you know, waiting on it. But what's a good resource for them?
Well, United Way of Greater Lorain County is also part of the Earned Income Tax Credit Coalition. This is a free tax preparation for low and moderate income families throughout Lorain County. Easy way to get an appointment to get your taxes done for free, just call 211.
Sounds good. Thanks for stopping in this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Sarah, and also Bill with the United Way, Sarah with the Health District. And I think, Craig, don't we have the Health District stopping by a little bit later this week as well? I don't know if it's going to be you, Sarah.
I don't know either.
Yeah.
No, it's not me. Not me this time.
Oh, okay. Well, so it's not Sarah this
time.
Well, yeah. We have folks talking in, but we continue to get the word out about healthy living as well,
yes.
not only with United Way, but with the Health District. Thanks for stopping in. Appreciate
it. All right.
Your time.
Thank you.